The second of our featured songs on the program this evening from March of 1966, 11 weeks on the chart, it reached number one. The Walker Brothers, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. The Walker Brothers, Scott, Gary and John, who I'm delighted to say is joining us now on the phone from his home in California. John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Sorry, good evening to you.
Indeed, good evening here, good morning in California, so I gather. John, let's dispel the myth right from the start on this, because, I mean, you were not brothers, were you?
No. No, that was a figment of the record company's imagination.
So who came up with the name Walker, then, for the Walker Brothers?
Well, actually, I did, because I've been using the name Walker for years, mostly because my last name is a bit confusing for a lot of people to pronounce and spell and everything else. So, and when we actually started playing as a group, this was when Tiny was playing drums with this, Al Schneider, or Gary Leeds. We called ourselves actually the Walker Brothers Trio. That's because we were kind of, that was the cool thing in those days, to be a trio. So, you know, there you were.
That's it. So the trio got dropped and Walker Brothers it was.
Yeah, it just kind of stayed.
That's it. So how did you all get together in the first place, John? What's the story behind that?
Well, I've pretty much played around, you know, had bands that played in nightclubs and things around Hollywood. And Scott was in a, believe it or not, he was in a surf band. And I had a residency in this one place that I was playing, and his surf band, I was the house band, and they were like the guest act, and Scott played bass in this band, and he was kind of like had enough of the surf music thing, and said, you know, he called me up about 2 days later and said, you know, if you're looking for a bass player, I'd like to work with you guys. And I said, yeah, why not? You know, because the fellow I had wasn't all that hot anyway. And so Scott and I, you know, we more or less got together and that kind of started it right there.
Now, the amazing thing is that you sort of packed your bags and came to London at a time when it was all happening in Britain. I mean, Britain was actually starting to sort of dominate the world with the music scene. So that was a big gamble, wasn't it, to come from the States to London?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, that was Gary. that's when Gary came on the scene. And he said, you know, we were playing in Gazzari's at the time. And Gary said, you know, you guys thought he'd been to London and had been working with PJ Proby. And he said, England is just so cool. He said, it isn't true, and you really need to go there. And, I mean, the thing was, it's like Scott and I both knew. I mean, it's like England was probably the most happening place in the world, in the mid-60s. This is like just before. It was like 64, 65.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, if you didn't go to England, you weren't even cool at all. And so, we had to go do that. But the thing was, is we didn't realize. I mean, we were playing rock and roll and rhythm and blues. And the funny part about it was, just before we left, the fellow that was our producer came up with the song "Love Her," and he said, "I want you guys to do the song." And it was like, well, okay, you know, and we did it, and, you know, more or less paid attention to what he said is what we did. And then when we came over to England, we were more or less looking around, and the tapes got sent from the record company in America over to England. And when Phillips heard Love Her, they more or less said, can you guys hang around for a bit, because we think we can get a hit with this. And we, of course, thought, right in the middle of the beat revolution, I don't think so, but, you know, just to show you what we knew. They were right.
Well,
were they right?
That's the point, actually, John, I was going to come to, because we had, obviously, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, I mean, the whole Mersey Beat era with the Searchers, they were all in there, all making hits, when, as I said earlier, Britain was sort of dominating the world musically, and yet three guys come over from the States, and wow, you make it big time.
Yeah, it was just totally amazing. We were doing probably the opposite thing you should be doing if you wanted to have hit records anywhere. And for some reason, it just, you know, they just really went for it. And it was kind of like pretty exciting.
Well, I was going to say, if you look at the songs, I mean, they were real, real tearjerkers, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, the whole point was, I suppose with all the up-tempo music going on and all the rock stuff happening, I guess, you know, a little love song here and there didn't hurt at all.
I gather the big break, at least the original platform, as it were, was Thank You Lucky Stars, getting that one television appearance. Is that right?
Yes, it was. And it was really funny because Mike Mansfield directed that. And I remember this because he's sort of like, Mike was fairly arty, you know, and he was a little adventurous for his time. And usually when you saw a group on television, I mean, the television screen is only so big, and they'd show the whole group, and, you know, you'd be about 6 inches high on the television, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You know,
but Mike Mansfield didn't do that. When he shot us doing Love Her, all he shot were our faces. So there was no bodies attached to these faces. So what you had was, like, you know, basically, however big your television was, you got a Walker Brothers face in your face, as it were.
But great for you. Great for you. Yeah, instantly recognizable.
Well, he made it very, it was very stylish the way he did it. And, you know, the record, well, it was, because the record charted right after that show.
Now, you came over, as I say, from California. I mean, I've been lucky enough to go to California. We know about the Californian sunshine. It's a lovely place. What's this that you were in London trying to find a shilling for the meter to keep the gas going?
Oh, yeah, that was like, you know, the first place we stayed was in Earl's Court. And, you know, because we know nothing, right? So Gary said, no, man, I know we can get these little places we can stay in. They're really cool. It won't cost us a lot of money and whatever. So anyway, we ended up in it was actually Cornfield Gardens. And we had this like, we had a couple of rooms in there. And the thing was, it was like, there was no heating. You had to put shillings in this gas meter. Like, you know, who thinks of things like that? You know? And it was like, so we spent a lot of time freezing until we sort of got with the program, as it were.
I could imagine. I gather the whole privilege of staying there cost you about £8 a week, didn't it?
I think so. I think that was for both rooms.
Oh, that's a bargain, if ever there was one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's funny, because I had I had some friends that had a flat in Gloucester Terrace, just off of Gloucester Road. And I think that was like, I think they were paying, like, you know, £2.17 a week or something, or £4 a week. And now the same places like that are, like, you know, £300 or £400 a week. It's amazing.
Well, what was the reaction, John, when you started getting these massive big hits here in this country? What was the reaction back home in the States at that time, do you know?
Well, the funny part about it was we started getting hits here. You know, then Make It Easy on Yourself was a hit here, and Sun Ain't Gonna Shine was a hit here. But, you know, we never came here and played, and the whole deal with, you know, with making records and being in the music business, if you have to be in it, you know, you have to go and play where if you're successful someplace, you need to go play there.
Indeed.
So people can see you. Otherwise, the market's going to disappear on you. I mean, people are going to go, well, you know, we don't, well, whatever. They don't know about the group. They just know about the record.
Now, we're talking about the 60s here at the moment, but having said that, you then had a renaissance period, didn't you? You came back again, as it were, with another wave in the 1970s.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I was sitting at home. I was living in California at the time. Or I'd been living in France, and I moved back to California for a bit. And I was watching. We did the theme for Deadlier Than the Mail, the movie, and I saw, and it was on television. And I thought, boy, that was really good. Because it was. It was quite one of those big, spectacular James Bond kind of songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Scott and said, what are you doing? He said, oh, not a lot. He said, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just really not doing much. And I said, why don't we get back together and see what we come up with? And he said, yeah, why not? And so I said, okay, well, I'll come back over. And he was living in Amsterdam at the time. But we met up in London, and we just started doing stuff again.
Let's jump to the present now. We've got the 5 CDs set out, which is brilliant, by the way. It's got all the songs on there. We're giving that away very shortly here on the program this evening. But what are you doing with yourself now currently, John?
Well, I just finished, funnily enough, I just finished a television show that was recorded or filmed in Stoke-on-Trent for an American television show, which is really kind of strange. It's a show that's going to be, it's on public broadcasting over here, and it features the artists that were in the British invasion of America, which is really funny.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
I'm American, but they seem to have overlooked that part. As far as they were concerned, the Walker Brothers were British, so I just finished doing that. And I have a CD that's going to be released towards the end of this year. And I actually finished it last week. And so now there's just all the artwork and all that stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And all that's taken care of, then we'll have that out. And then hopefully after the first of the year, another tour.
Well, you're certainly keeping yourself busy touring this country as well, I trust.
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
That's my primary goal. I enjoy getting. I get back to England every chance I get. I'm one of those.
Wonderful, John. Many thanks indeed for joining us this morning. In your case, from California. Hopefully, the sun is shining on you over there.
Oh yeah, it is. It's nice and hot already.
Excellent. Well, thanks indeed, and all success with the release of the 5 CD set and the tour later in the year. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thanks indeed, John.
Bye.
Bye now.
I know you're leaving. It's too long overdue.